What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. My name is Tim Woodson. I am excited to be here for another Tuesday, experiencing only four games. Dude, this is like the shortest slate I've done in, wow, I don't even know. It's been weeks. Four games on this lovely Tuesday. It looks like the schedule's back to normal. We got those high volume Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and then we have just like random two-game Thursday that's happening. But still, a lot of action to talk about. We had two close games that were televised nationally. Let's get into the action. First game of the day. Boy, you want to talk about a blowout? You see, well, of course, if you're listening to the podcast version, you can't. The Charlotte Hornets absolutely smoked the Sacramento Kings, 134-90. Wow. I don't even know what to say. That's pretty bad. To be fair, the Kings only had eight people in the rotation. This is how you tank, Kings. This is all you got to do. Just believe in a tank. Just let it happen. We'll go ahead and talk about who did play. There was no Russell Westbrook. There's also a couple other guys that did not play today. Precious Achiuwa did not play. Nick Clifford was out. Killian Hayes, it's a mess right now. We're going to see who did play. DeMar DeRozan did. He played 29 minutes still. I have no clue. 7, 4, and 5. Ooh, we might be time to drop, guys. 30% from the field and 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Ew, that's so bad. Patrick Baldwin Jr. got the start today. He had 5 and 4 with the steal in the block, 1 triple, 32% from the field. I wonder, I'm pretty sure Nick Clifford's going to come back, so I wouldn't be banking on Patrick Baldwin Jr. for silly season. But we keep an eye on it for deeper leagues. 16-7 for Maxime Reynolds, not his best game. Still solid given what happened. Devin Carter played. Wow. 18-3-3 with a steal and 3 triples. Solid shooting, 7-15 from the field. That's good for him. You just hope he gets minutes. Malik Monk is in the starting lineup, and they're letting him do a bunch of things. He shot absolutely putrid, 3 of 13 from the field. Ouch, that hurts. But he did give you 14 dimes and a steal in his 30 minutes. I mean, if they're going to let Malik Monk finally do something for once in their lives, yeah, we watched their Malik Monk pretty easy. Daquan Plowden's getting interesting. I don't know if they're going to end up shutting down Precious Achiuwa, but if they do, that is Daquan Plowden's minutes. He got 36 off the bench in here, put up 22 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 triples, 53% from the field, and he made his only free throw. Yeah, man, he was already in deeper league conversations. Yes, I promise he's a real person, Daquan Plowden. But in 12-teamers, it might be time to grab him. Dylan Carwell is slowly getting there. 6 points, 11 rebounds, a block, 3 of 8 from the field. Not his best shooting, but yeah, we're getting there, man. Slowly but surely. It'd be a good time to grab him probably now for the last 3 weeks of the season. Doug McDermott, 9 points. He got you a block. Wow, that's crazy. A triple, 50% from the field. I would not be worrying about Doug McDermott in most formats. The Hornets, they just kind of handled business and left. LaMelo Ball has been absolutely stellar, man. 20.6 rebounds, 8 dimes, 2 steals, 6 triples. And he didn't shoot bad for his standards. 44%? That's good, man. He's balling. And talk about balling, dude. Kobe White's on a serious heater. 18 minutes, but he put up 27 points? Yeah, come on now. 9 of 12 from the field? I can't count on that. 6 triples is beautiful. 3 of 3 from the free throw line. But you just roll with it, man. If he's going to be on a heater like this, just grab him. And just play him. Jeez, man, that's crazy. Brandon Miller had 13, 3, and 6 with a steal, 3 triples. Not his best shooting night, but they didn't really need much else from him. Musa Diabate just went crazy. 17 and 11. Nice double-double. 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. 86% from the field. Just, man, just wash these guys. 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists for Miles Bridges. Like I said, he's just there now that the other guys are kind of all doing things. Honestly, like Kobe White's doing more than him. So he's just, he's like a top 110, top 115 guy. That's what he is now. Con Knipple, 14 points, knocked down another 4 triples. He's leading the league in triples. That's so dope as a rookie. 20 minutes from him in this one. He didn't need to play. He was probably going into it. They honestly probably could have did without him if he needed the rest. On the bench, you had 6 points and 2 blocks from good old Ryan Kalkbrenner. Just doing backup center things, which is cool. It has its place. 8 points and 4 rebounds from Sion James. He shot 3 of 7 from the field, knocked down 2 triples, got a steal. Deeper league player at best there, too. And you had some Xavier Tillman minutes. That's how you know it was bad. And Trey Mann minutes. They just, these guys got cooked, man. This is really bad. Hopefully the Kings actually finally fall into the tank. And the Charlotte Hornets are now 9th, I believe, in the Eastern Conference, dude. So dope for them. Next game of the day, the New York Knicks win 7 in a row, beating the New Orleans Pelicans 121-116. We'll check on the Pelicans. It looks like they had their normal starting lineup. DeJounte Murray is back and rolling. He shot like crap, like really bad. 16% on 12 shots. Yikes. He did give you 12 dimes, 5 rebounds, a steal, a triple. Made both his free throws. This is a bad shooting. To be fair, he had been shooting like 55% on the season. And I was like, there's no way DeJounte Murray is a 55% field goal guy ever. And now we see the regression happening. I think when it all says and done, he might sit around the 48, 49%. Going into next year, he usually sits around 46, 47. That's more realistic. So if you got these high field goal games, you might be getting a couple of these stinkers to balance it out because regression comes for everybody. Trey Murphy had 16 and 6 with 2 assists and a steal, 4 triples, 40% from the field. He's in a little bit of a shooting slump. It's not too bad, but we know he shoots better than this. Herb Jones, nice game, 13 points, 6 rebounds. I'm sorry, 6 dimes and a block. Remember, he's playing center, which is like crazy, so he was going up against Karl-Anthony Towns. 1 triple, 6 of 8 from the field. That's a good shooting night for him. You're probably not going to get that again for at least another 2 weeks, but dope. Zion Williamson, 22, 4 and 2, is still in the block. He's been healthy, man. 80% from the field, 6-8 from the free throw line. I'm just happy to see him playing. I can't believe it. He's probably going to play out the rest of the season, too. That's dope. Maybe like the last week they'll let him sit, but that's really cool to see. Sadiq Bey had 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists with 4 triples, 46 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. This is more believable. Still can't believe he's taking 13 shots, but this stat line makes more sense to me. We'll check the bench guys. Jeremiah Fears, dude, he got hot. 21 points on 12 shots, hit 3 triples, grabbed 2 steals, 3 assists, 9 of 12 from the field. No way that's happening all the time, but that's good to see. 5-5-3 from Derrick Queen. He's just a backup now, dude. So crazy. Carlo Mackovich, I think he's a good deeper league guy. 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 triples, 83% from the field. Dudes doesn't miss, and he can grab you a couple blocks in the process. We'll go ahead and check on the New York Knicks. I mean, a couple of these guys got it done. You had 32 points and 7 dimes from Jalen Brunson. Just balled out on him. 58% from the field on 19 shots, 8 of 9 to free throw line, 2 triples. Banger. Banger game. Mikal Bridges, this is better, man. It had been so bad for him, and I was just like, I don't know what's happening. 14 points, 2 rebounds, 7 dimes and a block, 4 triples. Cool. I'll take it. I'll absolutely take it. Given what he was doing, yeah, I'll take this one. Cat with a nice 21-14 double-double with an assist, 2 triples. Great percentages, 47 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Just rolling now, man. He is more of a second-rounder. I think that first-round bump we saw last season, he was shooting in 50s, 50-plus. He had 25 points, and he was closer to, like, a steal and almost a block. Second-round value seems pretty good for him. Probably rest of career until he starts dwindling down to his older ages, especially if he's going to be starting center. Josh Hart had 10 and 8 with 3 assists. Not his best game. He had had that banger 32-point game. There was no Brunson. And we're back to reality. OG Anunoby, 21-4-4, 3 steals in the block, 5 triples. What more could you ask for? This might be that time where he goes on that crazy run like the last couple weeks of the season because I don't know. I have no clue. He just starts doing it. 43% from the field on 16 shots, 2-2 from the free throw line there. You had 10-3-5 with a steal from Jordan Clarkson, who can be a deep league play. 5 out of 5 shooting for Mitch Robb, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal. And he made his free throw. He made one. It's just one. But, like, he made it. Yay. I'm happy for him. Is a good rebound streamer for 12-teamers. And he has his use because he'll give you some steals and blocks, too, with great field goal percentage. You just got to stomach his free throw so bad. If you can stomach it, hey, pick him up. Good stuff from the Knicks. They are gonna keep pushing all the way through. They're fighting for seeding at this point, and every game matters because everyone in the East is. You know what's crazy? I think everyone in the East is a positive record 1 through 10, and they said the East was the weak conference. That's pretty good, man. It's pretty dope to see. Next game of the day, it was close. But the Cleveland Cavaliers pulled off 136-131 over the Orlando Magic. We'll check on the Magic. Of course, we still don't have Franz Wagner. I don't know. He's just down. Jamal Cain got to start today.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
There was no Jalen Suggs as well. So they started Tristan Da Silva, moved him down the guard, and Jamal Cain got the forward side. Jamal Cain had a pretty solid showing, too. 17.6 rebounds, 3 assists with the triple. 45% from the field, 66 from the free throw line. Cool, man. 31 minutes. If this is going to be something, maybe he gets more minutes off the bench. Because, you know, we don't have any Anthony Black either. It will make him interesting for deeper leagues. I'd keep an eye on it. Great game for Paolo. 36-6-5 was still in the block. Great percentages, dude. 10 of 19 from the field, 13 of 15 from the free throw line. Ooh, man. If Paolo can get his percentages together next season, because, dude, he's still young. He's like 22, 23. We might be drafting Paolo super high. 3 triples, 2. People are on that let's talk bad about Paolo train, man. That I don't know where that went. That went away really quickly. That's a really good line. Wendell Carter Jr., 15-5 with 2 assists, still in the block, 2 triples. Solid. He's just a good back-end center that you need to roster. Desmond Bane had 17-7-3 assists with 2 steals, 1 triple. Not his best shooting night for Desmond Bane, who's been shooting over 50% for a while. But he did hit all 6 of his free throws because he's just an excellent free throw shooter. Tristan Da Silva still just kind of doing things, man. 18-6-3 with 3 triples. Weirdly enough, he shot 45% like Jamal Cain. And instead of going 6-6 from the line, he went 5-5. That's weird, man. The lines are very close. Very close. Javon Carter, nice 3-point streamer, 15-4-4 with the steal, 3 triples, 50% from the field. Definitely in deeper leagues needs to be rostered. Goga Batase had 4 points and 2 rebounds and 3 assists in the steal. He went back to the bench role because Wendell Carter Jr. is back. And that's pretty much it for the Magic. On the Cleveland side of the ball, I mean, the main guy's cooked. Crazy 42 burger from Donovan Mitchell. 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 triples, 14 of 22 from the field. Ooh, wee. High volume and made all 11 free throws. I think it's time they start turning it up, man. It's time to get ready for playoffs. There's only 3 weeks of the season, and we're in the third week technically. So after this, you get 2 weeks of the season. They might get a couple rest games during that last week, which is the second week of April, technically the first full week of April. It's going to be madness, man. Absolutely, man. I'm excited for these playoffs. James Harden, 26-3-7, is still in the block, 4 triples, 50% from the field, 6-7 from the free throw line. These dudes are real comfortable, man. I'm glad they are meshing so well together so quickly. 19-9-6 with the block from Evan Mobley, 100% from the field. What? On 8 shots? And he did good at the free throw line, 3-4. That's just a good game. Sam Merrill, 19-4-1 with 2 steals, 2 triples. One of the elite three-point streamers you can roster in 12-team leagues. It's a good line, man. It looks like Max Strus found a shot again, 11-3-3 with a steal, 3 triples, 40% from the field. You know what's crazy? This team does not have Jared Allen. They still have another really good center that they're going to start in place of Dean Wade. They got shooters. They got scorers. They got passers. If this is the year they do something, I'm sorry, if there's any time they do something, the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think it's this year. They maybe can give it one more go next year, but then you got to start looking at the time clock of certain players. This roster is pretty good, man. They still got Keon Ellis. He didn't do much. 2 points still in the block at 19 minutes, but, like, he's there. Dennis Schroeder, backup guard, 6 points, 2 assists. He didn't do much, but he's there. Interesting. And you had a weird I do a little bit of everything game from Thomas Bryant, who had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 steals. On perfection. 4-4 from the field and 1-1 from the free throw line. I don't know, man. Cleveland's looking a little scary if they can put it all together. Last game of the day, guys. Like I said, this is a super quick one. We're just rolling in and out, and that's okay, you know? You guys will get me again on Thursday. The Denver Nuggets win it 125-123 over the Phoenix Suns. Went down to the last shot. Book had a good shot, and he didn't make it. Ooh, the box scores are not up. Hold on, let me give it a quick refresh. Ah, there they go. A little weird. It just, like, phased out. We'll go ahead and check on the Suns first. A lot of these guys played, man. Grayson Allen returned. Look at that. He can play basketball. 21-5-3. 1 steal. 5 triples. 8 of 19 from the field. We're back. What more could you want? We're back. They only have 2 games this week, so, like, I understand if you need to drop him because they don't play again, I think, until Saturday. And, like, that's it. You're going into the next week, he'll be fine. But... I mean, if you can stream your way and get 4 or 5 games extra out of that slot, I absolutely would. We'll go ahead and check on the rest of the starters, or these starters, actually. 22-3-8 for Devin Booker. Calm down, finally. Not his best shooting, 5 of 14, but he did go 11 of 13 for the free throw line. OC Godaro, great field goal guy. He's going to absolutely murder your free throw. 15.6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. 6-7 from the field is great, but 3 of 7 from the free throw line is disgusting. Royce O'Neal, 17-5-3 with 1 steal and 3 blocks, 5 triples. Banger game, man. That's really good. Good to see him back playing too. Jalen Green, 21-6-6, 3 triples. And he had a solid free throw, at least 6 of 8. That's better than what he has been doing. I wonder where his free throw went. He's usually around 82% guy, 83. It's just, like, weird this season. 6 of 13 from the field. Shooting for him for this game. Jordan Goodwin had 26 minutes still. He had 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Does a little bit of everything. More of like a 14-teamer guy if you want to grab him. But I understand if you need him in 12 teams because he is pretty solid at steals and per game production. And Colin Gillespie had 11-3 with 1 assist and 1 steal, 2 triples on 4 of 11 shooting and 27 minutes. Still should be on rosters at this current moment. Good thing is they're mostly healthy besides Dylan Brooks. Last team of the day, Denver Nuggets. Of course, you know, Jokic did something crazy. 23-17-17. I wonder when we stop drafting him number one. Is it next year? I don't know. I think I still would. It's hard. Like, you got a guy that's a center that's going to lead the league possibly in rebounds and assists. And still give you 25 points on great field goal and give you like 1.5 steals a game. I think I'd probably still draft him one. But it's close, man, because Wimby's like right there. This is crazy. It's a crazy game. 56 from the field, 5-7 from the free throw line. Who cares about the bad free throw? At this point, he gave you a 23-17-17 triple-double. Who cares? Aaron Gordon had 16-6-3. His free throws are, whoa, that's really bad. 5 of 10 from the free throw line, but he did give you 56% from the field. You know, duality, you know how that goes. 15-3-2 with 1 steal and 1 block, 2 triples for good old Cam Johnson. This is a solid game for him. This is what I thought he could do all season, but he scammed Johnson. He scammed a lot of you guys. Sorry. I'm sorry that he scammed you. 13 points and 3 rebounds from Christian Brown. This looks more feasible. They did not have any Peyton Peyton Watson did not play in this one. He's still kind of doing like an injury management thing. So he'll get some extra run. But dude, when Peyton Watson comes back full first, I think that is a bye-bye for Christian Brown or Cam Johnson. But Cam Johnson's a better shooter. So, you know. Tim Hardaway had 18, 3, and 2 with 4 triples, 50% from the field, 2 or 3 from the free throw line, just doing what he does best, 3-point streamer. Jamal Murray had, like, sucked really bad. And then he finished the game pretty strong, 21 points, 1 rebound, 6 assists, and a block, 3 triples. 39% on 18 shots is not good, but he made all 4 of his free throws. And you can give him a pass for that bad shooting. And lastly, we had 9-9 with 3 assists and a steal from Bruce Brown, who just finds a way to kind of do things to help fill in the gaps for the Nuggets. Guys, that's it. That is it. It was an easy slate today. It was only 4 games. Like I said, I'll be back again on Thursday. We're in the last 3 weeks of the season. I really hope you guys' playoffs are going well. I can tell you right now, I got 2nd in 1 league because one of them's done. I got 1st in another. Yay, dub. That was probably my bigger money league. I played in the big 120-man tournament for the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Bowl. If you guys are not sure with that, that's like Josh Lloyd and that team. And I made it to the final round. I did not make the Battle Royale. I lost by 2 blocks. Oh, my God. I was so sick. So sick I lost by 2 blocks. That's okay. And I'm still in the finals in I'm in the semifinals in one league, and I'm in the finals in another. So pushing through. I'm almost done with my leagues myself. We do have a question in the chat. It said, should you lock Jokic? I'm assuming this is a keeper league. Yes. Yes, please, please. Or if it's a dynasty, either way. Ooh. If it's a dynasty. Ooh, would I trade Jokic for Wimby? I think I would. But I don't know. I'm assuming you're assuming if you're locking somebody, it's a keeper league. So, yes, I'd keep Jokic for another year. Absolutely. No question. No question. But that's it for me, guys. Like I said, I'll see you guys Thursday. Thank you again for watching. Box score breakdown presented by FanDuel. Can't wait to see you all very soon. And keep winning those leagues. I believe in you. Cheers.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.